In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover Pfizer's response to political pressure over COVID-19 vaccine safety data, Cheryl Ryson's outlook on future GLP-1 investment, and Novartis's $5.2 billion acquisition of Argo Biopharmaceuticals. Pfizer is defending the integrity of its COVID-19 vaccine program after former President Donald Trump demanded immediate disclosure of safety and efficacy evidence. The company emphasized that vaccine data must continue to be evaluated through established regulatory channels to protect public trust. By reaffirming its commitment to science-driven decision-making, Pfizer is drawing a clear line against political interference at a time when pandemic-related debates still influence confidence in the pharmaceutical industry. On the investment front, Cheryl Ryson, a leading life sciences attorney and longtime advisor to biotech companies, offered her insights on the future of GLP-1 drugs for obesity and diabetes. She noted that while demand and investor enthusiasm remain strong, the next phase of growth will depend on companies proving their ability to scale manufacturing, navigate reimbursement challenges, and deliver durable clinical outcomes. With multiple players entering the GLP-1 market, investors will need to be discerning about which firms can pair innovation with operational excellence. And in M&A news, Novartis has announced a $5.2 billion acquisition of Argo Biopharmaceuticals. The deal brings Novartis a pipeline of oncology assets designed to target hard-to-treat cancers, aligning with its strategy to concentrate resources on high-value therapeutic areas. Analysts say the acquisition strengthens Novartis' late-stage portfolio and positions the company to compete more aggressively in the next wave of cancer therapies. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.